18th century Italian composer Gemelli, who's credited with the invention of the long crescendo and diminuendo. The idea was so novel that it literally had the audience on their feet. A contemporary description from Rome describes an audience gradually rising from their seats during a crescendo and only noting in the diminuendo that it had really taken their breaths away. Of course, crescendos had been heard before, but they were usually linked to something happening in a storyline, such as a depiction of a storm. Gemelli was using the effect on its own, rising out of the orchestra with dramatic effect. Niccolò Gemelli was nicknamed the New Orpheus, and at the pinnacle of his career was one of the most well-paid and influential composers in Europe. Many royal courts offered him positions as director of music. He worked in Venice and then Rome, though in Rome he was criticized for writing operatic works and sacred works at the same time. He moved to Stuttgart, where he was to remain for the rest of his life. His music was a major influence on the Mannheim School, the composers of the mid-18th century whose compositions were so important in the birth of the symphony and the development of orchestral writing. Dynamic contrasts were so popular amongst these composers that Abbe Vogler wrote at Mannheim, "To Gemelli belongs the thanks for waxing and waning of the parts, especially for the raging, fiery crescendo." Here is the overture to Gemelli's opera, L'Uccellatrice, The Birdcatcher. There's an excellent example of his famous crescendo about 30 seconds into the overture. It's played here by the Milan Classical Chamber Orchestra under Vanni Moretto. the overture from Gemelli's opera L'Uccellatrice, The Birdcatcher. It was played by the Milan Classical Chamber Orchestra under Vanni Moretto. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website, click on podcasts, and there is Anna's Baroque Bonbons.